This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Everybody, we are recording today from my house.
We're
changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, and we're sitting here talking and reflecting on how sad we are about Ruth leaving us.
Yes,
the notorious RBG, and so we decided to start to see if we could get in touch and see if there's any messages, and we started snowballing and getting all this information. We're like, we have to record this.
Yes.
This is amazing.
So we grounded first, and we were each, Angelina and I were just trying to connect on our own to see what was coming through, and then we were comparing notes. We intentionally haven't read any articles, or I know, what were you saying about like Obama?
I was on Instagram this morning, and Obama posted like a final statement that was her intention. She left for everyone, like, this is what the imparting message I want to leave with everyone.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't read it because I didn't have my glasses. And the print was really small. And so we were talking about that and wondering what she said. And we're like, wait, let's not look at anything. Let's just read between ourselves and see what we get.
Yeah.
And it's been really cool.
Yeah. So we lit a candle, and it is surrounded by 5 quartz crystals.
Julie kinda just has them sitting around the house.
To kind of bring, it offers some clarity, and it's kind of like a beam, you know, that goes up. And then we also pulled some cards while we were asking her questions. Mm-hmm. And overall, well, I'll tell you, you start.
You want me to start? Okay.
Go for it.
So the first thing I picked up on was that like her environment was a lot more fun than she thought it would be, like being on the other side, and then that she hasn't completely moved along yet. She was hanging out to visit her loved ones and kind of be with them in their time of mourning. Like, she's just kind of in an in-between phase right now. And then you got some information after that.
Yeah. So I was just tapping in to receive, usually how I receive information, I get images. And I was just listening to also to see if she had any words, and she showed me the image of like this huge black freight train. And she said that she was the coal in like the freight train's furnace. Like, she, inside of her, felt like when she was here that she was fueling something that was very big, and she was making it go. And then right after that, she said, you know, and both Angelina and I got this same message to that anybody and everybody can do what she did.
Right. I got that too. I got that. We carry all the strength and success that she has inside of ourselves.
Yes.
And we can all do it. And then I got another message about charity work. And
yes,
we should do charity work. She wishes that everyone would, and that she sort of wishes she would have done more. And I don't really know anything about if she did or not, but that was something that came through.
She said she didn't get to do as much as she wanted.
Yeah.
And she showed me like a glimpse of what she wants to, you know, like she gets to further her knowledge. Like now she has all the time in the world to study things that she wants to study. And like, you know, she has complete access to all records and you know, anything and everything. And she gets to, you know, learn about whatever she wants to learn. And so she's pretty excited about that. Oh, she was very clear about this piece. She said, always do the right thing.
Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Always do the right thing, no matter how the election turns out. Do not rely on being kind, depending on the results. You know, if the results of the election are not favorable, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean anything.
As long as we do the right thing.
Yeah. Just continue to do the right thing and being kind and helping other people. We're putting a lot of emphasis on the election for a lot of good reasons, And it was very important for her. And then I did ask her about, you know, her replacement. I'll speak to that first. She said no one will be able to replace her, and that we need to see ourselves as individuals that cannot be replaced.
Yeah. And that goes back to what I read too, sort of that we all hold that unique strength and success ability to achieve that in all of us. So it's not, you know, we can't just go try to go by the book and do everything she did, like go to law school and have the hardships and, you know, just it's, we can all achieve it in our own way.
Yeah. I just picked up on like a big sense, you know, just it's bigger than big, this huge sense of humbleness coming from her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just like, I'm one star in the galaxy of stars.
Mm-hmm. I also got that she thinks we should focus on things that fulfill us rather than worrying about monetary importance, you know, like not so much the money, like stop worrying about all the material things, worry about things that fulfill you. Like work toward those.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh. What was the last one? The last thing she said. Oh, she said she didn't feel like she was doing anything special or saint-like. Like people put her up on this pedestal, which she kind of got a kick out of. Like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Why does that, you know, receive so much attention? And, you know, and she understood the impact that she made. Mm-hmm. She really did understand that impact. And, but she said, you know, all she was doing was what was right.
Yeah, she really did.
And she stood up for that. She stood up for what was right. And so it made me think, you know, like, how am I doing that?
Exactly the message.
It's how, like, are all on, of you doing that? You know,
us doing it.
How are each of us doing what is right?
Mm-hmm.
We're so, you know, being in the pandemic and with the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's so overwhelming. The political climate and our climate crisis, each part of that, it feels overwhelming. So we're getting stuck often in our own fear and is having it be about us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we help others, this is what she's saying right now. She's telling me when we help others, mm-hmm. everything else takes care of itself.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to pass Angelina some
Kleenex. Angelina's making me cry.
She's, it's, I'm thankful I'm grounded.
Yeah, I know. I
because
just
I just want to be with her. Yeah, I know.
Big, giant feeling of, I can feel her presence. That's pretty crazy. It's pretty heavy.
Did you pick up on the energy temperature of her? Did, you know, we were talking about. So energy signatures.
Yeah. It's warm for sure.
Mm.
Are you feeling that?
Well, she showed me that, like this burning, she showed me the ember, mm-hmm. like her energy signature. Everybody has one. It's one way for myself as a medium to be able to like differentiate my different guides. They each have an energy signature.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
like a vibration.
I
feel kind of vibrations.
There's a heat element. Like, is it from, you know, from cold to hot, basically. And then also, is it fast? Is it slow? Is mm-hmm. it, you know, and so when I was tapping into her energy signature, she showed me like this ember, like deep inside of her, that was just like this burning ember. And then she expanded out the image and then she showed me the huge freight train.
Oh.
So it's just fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this freight train that's just racing down the track. That's like her energy signature.
God.
But it's fueled by this very hot coal in a very tiny spot. Yeah. Wow, this is the first time that we've done like a live on the air.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Should we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Responsibly close out. Or
yeah,
we,
she's. That's.
I feel like it's mm-hmm. kind of fading.
I do. I did too.
Okay.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's thank her for taking the time to share. Oh my God, did you feel that?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time with us and blessing us with your being on this planet and all that you did for everyone here, for humanity. And we're going to close out.
Well, we want to thank our guides and ascended masters and ancestors that came through that were willing and able to assist us in this reading. And so it is.
And so it is. Wow. Woo! I know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
It was interesting. We both felt like when she was
right
like,
at the
yeah,
end, I'm like tingling all over now.
It was, it looked like a wisp of smoke, you know, like she just like, yep, we're done.
Yeah. I felt her fading over here. Like, and then right before she left, it was like right through the body.
Wow.
Ugh, crazy.
Wow.
That was really cool.
Our original plan today was that we were going to meet in a cemetery.
Yeah.
There's a couple of cemeteries here in town. The Lone Fir Cemetery has a lot of historical people of Portland buried there. And then we also have a Rose City Cemetery that is just, the proximity is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's close by.
Super close.
And, but because of the smoke and the fires, that we've had recently, and how we've been affected by smoke in Portland, a bunch of the parks and public spaces are closed.
Yeah.
So for fall, we have a couple of really exciting things lined up.
Yeah, big surprise. We are basically doing like a haunted theme. Until I don't know, until the weather gets so bad we can't do it.
Yeah, anymore. I like so that.
We have this idea of going to Portland's most haunted places and setting up shop and doing a recording and kind of tapping into whatever we feel is going on there, like, you know, understanding the beings that are there and then seeing whatever we get.
Yes. And some of, you know, it's a challenging time because we're still in the pandemic, but, you know, like the White Eagle Bar is, you know, is one that is notorious.
Yeah, the bathrooms are haunted there. And then Lone Fir is huge. And,
yes.
Rose City Cemetery.
Yeah, I would think just most cemeteries.
Most cemeteries.
And then we also are going to interview a paranormal investigator. His name is Lyris Knight. We're really excited about that.
He's so awesome.
Yes. We're going to interview him and just ask him some questions, find out how he got into the business.
Yeah.
Tell us some really great stories.
Yeah. I'm really interested.
We want to tap in definitely more into the mediumship side of our readings.
Mm-hmm.
And let you guys know like how we connect to the other side, what that looks like, and to also, you know, encourage you, just like Ruth was saying, you can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do not have the corner market on this.
Everybody has this ability.
They really do.
Yeah.
It does. It takes practice. It is slow.
Mm-hmm.
At first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're pretty diligent about the practice that we do for grounding and being really present.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are just so busy all the time. It's hard to be present.
Yeah, it is. Grounding is important.
Yeah. So, yeah. We're going to just call it good.
And we'll be in touch soon.
Oh my gosh, from a haunted location.
Woo.
Bye.
Bye.